Axios, Bongino, Bondi at odds over handling of Epstein case files. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 11, 2025. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. Deputy Director Dan Bongino and Attorney General Pam Bondi are reportedly at odds over Bondi's handling of files related to convicted sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein, according to Axios. Several sources reportedly told the outlet that Bongino took a day off from work on Friday after reportedly clashing with Bondi in the aftermath of a memo from the Department of Justice, DOJ, and FBI revealing that there is no evidence Epstein had a client list and that an investigation found that Epstein committed suicide. Per the outlet, after Bongino didn't come to work Friday, several people reportedly believed he had quit. Bongino didn't come to work Friday, leading some insiders to believe he had quit. But administration officials say he's still on the job, even as the internal tension over the Epstein case continues. A source close to Bongino, though, said he ain't coming back. The outlet added that two sources familiar with Bongino's position say he was increasingly displeased with Bondi's handling of the Epstein case because she had publicly overpromised and undelivered. In the aftermath of the release of the memo, during a cabinet meeting, President Donald Trump snapped at a reporter who asked Bondi a question regarding the findings on the Epstein case and why a minute was missing from the jailhouse tape on the night Epstein was killed. After Trump asked the reporter if he was still talking about Jeffrey Epstein even at a time when Texas had been hit with devastating flash flooding, Bondi indicated that she wanted to answer the question. "I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this, where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration," Trump told the reporter. Bondi noted that during an interview in February she had been asked about Epstein's alleged client list and explained that when she responded that it was sitting on her desk to review, she was talking about the file relating to Epstein. "First, to back up on that, in February, I did an interview on Fox, and it's been getting a lot of attention because I said, I was asked a question about the client list and my response was, it's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file, along with the JFK MLK files as well," Bondi said. "Also, to the tens of thousands of video, they turned out to be child porn downloaded by that disgusting Jeffrey Epstein. Child porn is what they were, never going to be released, never going to see the light of day."